The gist. Ari Witten pioneered the use of red light therapy. In his 2018 book, he claimed that red light therapy, or RLT, has powerful anti-aging effects, can combat neurological disease, fight depression and anxiety, increase fat loss, speed recovery from exercise, increase strength and endurance, fight hair loss, speed healing from injury, all with little to no side effects. Since then, studies have shown that Witten was largely right. Red light therapy can increase mitochondrial activity and ATP production, blood flows, promote antioxidant activity, reduce inflammation, promote tissue repair via collagen and elastin production, connective tissues, desensitize nerve endings, and improve gut functioning. Red light therapy is being explored in a wide variety of disorders, including several associated with ME/CFS and fibromyalgia, such as irritable bowel syndrome, migraine, endometriosis, etc., pain disorders, osteoarthritis, complex regional pain syndrome, neuropathic pain, inflammatory pain, temporomandibular disorder, post-surgical pain, Gulf War illness, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, stroke, traumatic brain injury, hair loss, periodontal disease, and diabetes. How effective they are is another question. While they can produce beneficial results, no one is suggesting that they can cure chronic diseases, and ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID studies are rare. One fibromyalgia study that provided a narrative review, though, indicated that some people experienced major relief from pain, fatigue, and much improved sleep. As with any treatment, the results are very individual. This review covered whole body or near whole body panels that could provide systemic effects. Concerning purchasing a panel, note that any red light therapy panel from a good manufacturer, such as Platinum, Mito Red, Rouge, Rojo, etc., will be fine. Whole body or smaller but still large panels can run from $500 to over $2,000. Most whole body panels can be had for around $100. Desktop models, $250 to $500, can provide quite a bit of coverage as well. Panels first began providing two wavelengths, often 650 and 850 nanometers. The shorter wavelength, 600 to 700 nanometers, is better for skin conditions, while the longer wavelengths, more than 800 nanometers, penetrate deeper and are better for treating the muscles, tendons, and brain. Recent panels can provide more wavelengths, 630, 660, 810, 830, 850, and 172 nanometers, and may be more helpful. Because it's able to penetrate the brain better, the 810 nanometer wavelength might be more helpful with ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. Because red LEDs generate heat, to get deep penetration, large panels that emit a lot of energy need to be at least 6 to 12 inches away from the skin. If money is not an object, the best whole body panel might be one that is large enough to impact most of the body, has a good power density, generally not a problem, produces multiple wavelengths, contains multi-chip LEDs, allows one to adjust frequencies, has a timer, allows one to attach other panels to it, comes with a handheld device, pulses or doesn't pulse, has a good warranty, and comes from a reputable company. A panel that provides two wavelengths and has a good power density, most do, will work just fine as well. You simply may need to stand in front of it more to get a good effect. Witten and Henderson found helmets to be problematic, as both hair and bone block light. Witten and Fergus, though, find the non-helmeted and expensive $1,799 Vi-Light Gamma device, which is getting scientific study, helpful in getting at the brain. Henderson believes laser devices are needed to provide lasting relief in these diseases. Otherwise, the devices must be used regularly. Blog coming up. Panels that are EMF-free, flicker-free, have multi-chips, and feature accessories like the ability to alter frequencies, have timers, handheld devices, etc., provide more options. See the blog. The blog provides Ari Witten's and Alex Fergus's recommendations for whole body panels. Applying the Arsenault test, suggests that if you have the money, the ability of these panels to potentially improve pain, fatigue, and sleep and cognition makes them an interesting option. Don't expect them to be game changers, though. Note that Ari Witten believes that 1 to 5% of people react poorly to them, probably because their antioxidant systems are in such poor shape. Starting low and going slow is highly recommended.